I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Vatican is holding a discussion with students, developers, and entrepreneurs from across the globe in an effort to come up with high-tech solutions for global issues. The conference, titled V-Hacks, a Hackathon at the Vatican, will look at the migrant and refugee crisis, social inclusion, and interfaith dialogue. A number of leading technology companies, including Google and Microsoft, are sponsoring the 36-hour gathering. The conference aims to help address a number of individual problems within the larger issues and come up with technology that could provide solutions for individuals, such as apps that could help migrants recover lost documents or find a place to stay. Florida Governor Rick Scott will be meeting with the families of the 17 people killed in a shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School last month. He will then sign a $400 million school safety bill that would raise the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21, extend a 3-day waiting period to buy handguns to include long guns, ban bump stocks, which allow guns to fire like automatic weapons, and create a, quote, guardian program in schools that would allow staff members with law enforcement training to carry concealed handguns on campus as long as they had the school district's approval. The bill is opposed by both the NRA and the Florida Teachers Union. Sam Nunberg, a former Trump campaign aide, arrived for his scheduled grand jury appearance at a courthouse in Washington, D.C. today. Days ago, Nunberg had appeared on a number of news interviews saying he would not comply with the subpoena from Robert Mueller's special counsel. However, soon after, the Associated Press stated Nunberg told them he would in fact comply and spent hours putting together thousands of emails and documents that had been requested by Mueller. 19 people and 3 companies have been charged in Mueller's investigation so far. The Vatican has announced that Pope Francis will be making a 4-day trip to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia this coming September. The Pope will visit 5 cities during the trip, which will take place September 22nd through the 25th, and the details of his schedule will be, quote, published shortly. His trip will also be on the 3 countries' 100th anniversary of their Declaration of Independence from Russia. It will be the second time a pope has visited the 3 countries. St. John Paul II made a visit in 1993. February saw the highest hiring surge since July of 2016, adding 313,000 jobs. The increase in job seekers throughout February also kept the unemployment rate at 4.1%. Average wages also rose 2.6% over the last year. Job growth on average was 242,000 over the past 3 months, which is above 2017's monthly average of 187,000. Trump's decision to implement tariffs on steel and aluminum imports could affect the jobs market, possibly eliminating around 140,000 jobs, although the possibility for exemptions on the tariffs make an estimate difficult to determine. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.